Good morning. It's 8:39 a.m. on the 31st. Yes. The 31st, August the 31st, 2014, Sunday morning. I figured I better come out and try to stretch this knee out a little bit. It's not swollen this morning the way it was yesterday. And I'm taking it relatively easy. 1847, yeah, I guess I'm taking it easy. It's still sore-ish. And it was okay when I started, but now that I've finished a mile, it's beginning to hurt a bit. The other knee, the right knee, is also, because I favored the left one all day yesterday, the right knee is feeling the abuse this morning. So yeah, falling apart. But a little gentle exercise probably won't do me any permanent damage. And I'm certainly not breaking any world land speed records for hiking this morning. Feeling tired today. Worn down. I think part of it is the depression. But I think a lot of it is I'm tired and worn down. Oh, we have dogs. Oh, shut up. Little yappy dogs. It's Sunday morning. Church services haven't... The mid-morning services haven't started yet. So there's still a fair amount of traffic on the road. But it's late enough in the morning that there aren't a lot of dog walkers out, and not so late in the day that there's a lot of Sunday strollers. So, yeah, it's not bad. Sun is bright. It feels a little warm when I get into it. I suspect the long eastern reach is going to be somewhat uncomfortable, just because it is. Well, there is a nice breeze, and it's about 60 degrees. The sun is hot when you stand in it. There's a band of clouds coming in from the west and the northwest, coming in over the mountains. They look kind of dark and ominous looking. It's been the pattern for the last week and a half or so, is it? Or at least the last week, that we have rain. We've had rain, I think, almost every day. Sometimes not very much. Yesterday was a sprinkling in the afternoon. Sprinkling for the May Queen. But we had it up over the sidewalk, running down the street and over the sidewalks the day before. Oh yeah, this was not a good idea. Well, we just take it easy. We just keep moving. it's the only choice I have, sort of, sitting down and calling for a pickup. I just twisted the left knee again. Shoot. It seems to be working out, so maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't terrible. Breeze feels good. Listening to the wind through the trees, the leaves. It's enough of a breeze that I can hear the leaves moving in the treetops. So, well, quite frequently I have a little bit of a breeze in the morning. It's not enough to hear. It's just enough to see the leaves sort of flickering. This morning it's enough to hear it. Got a good night's sleep last night, that was something. I didn't go to bed terribly early, it was around 9:30, maybe 10 o'clock. Didn't sleep in terribly late, but it was a relatively sound sleep. Still feeling worn down. Oh, I feel that breeze. That feels good. Doesn't that feel good? And it looks like the clouds are going to cover the sun just in time for me to head east, so I won't have to walk in the direct heat of the sun. I'll just have the indirect UV rays. Thank you. All the thistles are now pretty much gone by. There's only a few that even have thistle seeds left in them, looking fuzzy and ragged. All the weeds alongside the path here are all gone to seed. They're all showing flowers where there are flowers and seed heads. Well, there's a few thistles that still have purple in them. And almost everything has gone to seed. Monk Post. It's the end of the summer. Labor Day weekend. Tomorrow is September. I'm feeling a bit run down, let down. I let myself down this summer, this year. I've had such great hopes, and I started off great guns too. I started off clearing off a bunch of stuff. And then I had to start dealing with my daughter being in the hospital repeatedly. And dealing with the resulting depression. And having my wife go on long-term disability for her mental health. She's on her, I don't know, second or third diagnosis. I think they finally got the diagnosis dialed in, and now they've got to dial in her meds. And that's causing her a lot of distress. Church bell. Don't usually hear church bells. I'm not usually outside this time of day on a Sunday, so it's probably why. One nice thing about having it be so rainy is that the air smells clean. There's not a lot of extraneous crap in it. Not exactly green, but not exactly brown either. That's one of the things about these high plains in the summer, is that they get so hot and dry and dusty that things smell brown. There's so much dust in the air that it coats the back of your throat. And it's so dry, there's so little humidity that pretty much everything goes. Well, we're walking. We're not walking very fast, but we're walking. I'm gonna go home and have some breakfast. It's late, I know. I can use another cup of coffee and need to get my bagel. clouds are pretty. They have, they're very flat. At least the lower deck is flat. There's an upper deck above it that's bordering on lenticular, but cumulus clouds are flat on the bottom and dark gray and black in places. The wind up there is blowing from the south, at least based on the cloud shapes. Where I'm walking right now, it's coming from behind me, right out of the west. That's where the darkest clouds are, so perhaps it's outflow. Oh, there, I step out into the street where there's not quite as much wind baffle effect from the houses. Wind's coming out of the, northeast. It's blowing pretty good, too. I put the microphone back in the foam a little while ago, so there shouldn't have been a lot of wind noise, although I suspect there's a lot of clicking still. I don't know what's causing the clicking. I don't know if I'm banging the wire or what, but yeah, wind blowing good right at the moment. Feels terrific. My irrigation system is running, that's a good thing. It sounds odd after having just complained about or mentioned how much it has been raining, but the problem is that when it's not raining, the lack of humidity dries everything out. Interesting looking hawk. Two hawks. They have the pointed wings of a falcon, so what if it's a couple of peregrines? They have kind of a white underbelly, which is not usual, having such a creamy white underwing and underbelly. A lot of times you see, there are a lot of hawks that have a pale gray breast, but then they have darker wings. And the Buteo family has a rounded wing, and these are definitely not in that family. They've disappeared into the trees now, I can't see them. Wonder if Endomondo gave out. Still says it's going. I'm almost back. You thought I would have. There it is. Ooh, 37 minutes. 19:12 on the back half. Well, at least I was out. At least I was walking. It's not the pace that I need, but it was the pace I could do today. So anyway, tomorrow is Monday. It's a Labor Day holiday. And it's another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.